Morning Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats and yummy treats, and also events that are happening or not happening around town, and places to go and get some fresh air, go for a walk, and places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Hey, it's DJ Medi here, and we're broadcasting the audio of the show from Simon Fraser University on Unceded Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we have two pre-recorded interviews for you. The first one is an actress, Amanda Jane Porter. She has a show coming up at the Vancouver Fringe Festival. You definitely have to check that out. We also have another interview, Ryan Miller. He is a singer from a band called Porch Fling. They just played a show this weekend. The Victory Square Block Party will also be featuring a bunch of songs from the party as well. So we have a full house, folks. So let's get right to the interview with Amanda. And I met her at Neighborhood Park. And maybe this is your neighborhood park, Mount Pleasant. Check it out. Welcome, Amanda, to the Wham Bam East Van Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
Hey there, my name is Amanda Jane Porter, and I am a Vancouver East Van-based creative.
Woohoo! And we're here in the lovely Mount Pleasant Park. What do you like about this neighborhood?
I love the sense of community. It's an amazing little community that has grown stronger throughout the pandemic, and I think it's a real testament to all the people that live in this area.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. All right. And you're an actress?
Yes, I am.
Yes. How did you get into that?
I have been performing since I could basically move and walk and talk. I've been singing and acting for over 25 years.
So, Amanda, yeah. I noticed you have a little accent going on there.
I do have a little bit of an accent.
Yes. Where is it from?
I'm originally from Sydney, Australia, and I have been living in Vancouver now for just over 9 years.
Excellent.
So it's a bit of a hybrid accent because I've been here for a while.
Yes.
And I'm an actor, so things flit in and out, do different voices. I do voiceover, so I would say it's a little bit of a mix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then when you first came to Canada, what did you find different?
I would say the big difference, there's a few things. Mm-hmm. Tipping is a massive thing. We don't really do tipping in Australia at all because the minimum wage is quite different.
Mm-hmm.
We have more of a living wage back in Australia, so tipping isn't as prominent as it is over in North America. And I would say that technology seems to be a little bit more behind in Canada than it is in Australia.
Really?
In terms of like checks, I hadn't needed to use a check at the bank for so long. Like I was getting paid in checks, which I found quite outdated. Banking seemed a bit slower. Phone plans and the cost of data was like very different for me. And I would say that those things are still the same, even having lived here for so long.
Mm-hmm. And how about some words? I don't know, are some words pronounced?
Yeah, words are different. I would say Australians are pretty lazy with how we speak. We have quite a lazy tongue, mm-hmm, with our dialect. And so I would say there are certain words that I've just had to flip since I've been living here. So we would say like, you know, boot of the car, like we're opening the boot, you say trunk.
Okay.
I would say I'm going in the lift, elevator, things like that. You just end up sort of flipping them. And then pronunciations of words too, like I would say basil.
Okay.
You know, different things like that. Red bell peppers, you would say. the real name is Capsicum.
How you pronounce
Capsicum
it?
Capsicum is the name of...
Yeah, because if you said that at the store, I'd be like, what the heck is she talking
about? Yeah, exactly. So things like that are a little bit different. And even down, we're entering fall right now, mm-hmm. and, you know, we would say butternut pumpkin, you would say butternut squash.
Yes.
It's
yes.
all part of the same family, but yep. we call it a pumpkin in Australia.
Oh, interesting.
And pumpkin is not a real dessert thing down under. We use it for soups and savory things. So to do pies and all these sweet things is very different.
Okay, so have you tried the pumpkin spice latte?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. It's not my jam, but I appreciate what it's trying to do.
Oh, excellent. What are you listening to these days?
Music-wise?
Yeah.
Oh, I would say I'm doing a real mix back to my early, like, and late teens.
Yes.
So I'm going back to all the things I used to listen to. So I'm, like, it's really, you know, All American Rejects, Smashing Pumpkins.
There goes the pumpkin.
A lot of Australian bands that I love, like the Paper Kites, Boy and Bear.
I know it's not right, but baby, I wonder sometimes. If I cannot reach you, then please know that I tried. I will always love you more than I can say now. I will always love you more than you will know. For speaking out loud, I get scared sometimes, then maybe you're best alone. So if I had to, I'd let you go. Hard as it sounds, I won't be some angry you grieve. I couldn't take your dreams away from you. I'm holding on tight, but baby, I worry sometimes. What if I can't reach out from the other side? I will always love you more than I can say. I will always love you more than you will know. Speaking out loud, I get scared sometimes that maybe you're best alone. So if I had to, I'd let you go. Just to be kind, I'd let you go. when I wake, and the sun is coming through. Oh, you fill my lungs with sweetness, and you fill my head with you. Shall I write it in a letter?
It's a real mix of indie and alternative music. Death Cab for Cutie, like, they were my jam when I was 19. They were, like, my favorite band to get through all the tough times that you're dealing with when you're feeling a lot of feelings. And, yeah, I think that's kind of what's keeping me busy, as well as a lot of podcasts. I really like listening to podcasts to see what's going on and listening to some of my favorite people.
All right, now let's get into what's really happening.
Yes.
Tell me about this new show that's coming up.
So next week, Vancouver Fringe opens. It's one of the most amazing ways to start fall here in the city. It's from September 7th to 17th. And I have created a new one-woman show called Conversations with Penny, which is all about mother-daughter relationships and more personally about my relationship with my mother and our final moments together that we navigated during the pandemic before she passed away.
So I'm so sorry to hear about your mom. Tell me about people who are kind of grieving. Do you have any tips for them?
I would say, as a person who's now lost both of their parents, grief just changes all the time. So when I lost my dad when I was quite young, it was a very different experience to how I experienced it this time.
Yes.
And I would say you just have to live in it, even if you don't really want to. And it changes every day. And I think as well, I was expecting the grief to be exactly the same as it was when I had lost my dad. But because we had a different relationship, a lot of different feelings were coming up, and I just had to really honor those. And I don't think I would have been in the space that I was in now if I hadn't gone through all the things that I'd been feeling. So this show is really a summation of a lifetime of feelings about my mom and the grief that we went through together when I lost my dad and when I lost her.
Oh, wow. This is going to be an amazing show. So tell me, where is it located? Where can people buy tickets?
Yeah, so the show is located at the Pacific Theater, which is a beautiful theater located on West 12th near Hemlock Street in the South Granville area. Tickets are available. They're $15. You can buy them online at vancouverfringe.com. Look up Conversations with Penny. There's 6 shows, plenty of opportunities to come and support. And I would also say, not just about my show, but about Fringe, this is the best time of year to take a chance on somebody, look at a program, and just like wildcard it, pick a show, and give it a shot.
Excellent. Any shout-outs?
I would like to give a shout-out to 3 people.
Yes.
My fiancé, Scott, who's been super supportive throughout this whole process. My dear friend, Michael, who lives on the mountain at SFU. Woo-hoo! He has been a pillar of light during this process while I'm like writing the show about my mom. And then my best friend Lara, who has just been all ears and eyes on everything to do with the show to make sure that I am feeling as confident as I can be to get this show done.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van show. Wham Bam East Van.
Yeah baby.
Yeah.
Studio 6, CGSF's video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances.
I think it was a bunch of different things. Like, I was getting tired of writing about myself, and I was looking for new inspiration, and I thought it would be a good way to develop some lyrical material that would be exploring, it could explore many different sub-themes within the context.
And interviews with impactful and inspiring artists, as well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities. Watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
Still we have to run highly. God, we never run from. In my God, godfather, my godson. Tell the systems when we're done, them I go cry for the Lord and me.
Started that set off with Only a Visitor, What Does Waiting Mean?, followed by Baby, You're Projecting, Vivek Shraya. Those two records were donated by Mint Records for the Victory Square Block Party. It was awesome. And also, the Rickshaw donated a prize pack, and they had an album. It said Earth on it. It was green, and just discovered that it's a band, or I don't know if it's a band or if it's just one person, but they're called Salt, and it's spelled S-A-U-L-T, and they're from the UK. And thank you so much for your donations. And if you love international music, we have a show here called Wandering Rhythms.
Wandering Rhythms, Mondays from noon to two.
Join us in a weekly sample of music from planet Earth.
The strangest mixtape you will ever hear.
Desert blues.
Balkan punk.
Latin funk.
African psych.
Pigeon rap.
And anything and everything else you can imagine, equally represented by all continents.
Because good music is universal.
Wandering Rhythms.
Mondays at noon on CJSF 90.1 FM.
High school really wasn't for me. I was only trying to make my father proud. Oh, but sadly probably was only letting him down. Oh, oh. Been hustling, but my mental health be slowing me down. It's kind of bothered me that in the greater scheme of things, I don't need to be participating in society by working minimum wage. The rich getting richer, sucking my life away. Hey, hey, nobody will remember my name. Hey, nobody will remember my name. I don't need to participate in the economy and die. And my kids will go through the same system. Oh, I don't want this life. I'd be praying to God, asking if he wants more from me. If I could change things, if I could be better, if he's calling me. Shall I be a martyr like you? Should I keep my mouth shut and follow the rules aimlessly? Tell me what to do. I wish in life I wouldn't be afraid of being misunderstood. I wish I could run away from this, breathe in the cold air. I wish things were fair in life. I've been told, go to school, get a good paying job, and follow the rules. Don't follow the wrong crowd. Don't sing too loud. I wanna know. system. Oh, I don't want this life, but it's not really my choice. I'm not the revolutionary type. I can only pray and trust where God is gonna take me in this life.
I'm the boyish of your dreams. I'm a catfish, least it seems so, but I don't take no photos in front of the mirror that I cry at, the mirror that I smile at, the mirror that says hi back. Cause I'm too emotional and I know you wanted more of a boy that doesn't cry so much. But with the rain comes the sun, I'm not the type to have guns, but I can give you more love. I'm the boyish of your dreams. I'm a catfish, least it seems so, but I don't take no photos. The mirror that I cry at, the mirror that I smile at, the mirror that says hi back. I'm the boyish of your dreams. I'm the boyish of your dreams. I'm a catfish, least it seems so, but I don't take no photos.
I knew he wasn't good for you. I knew that because I knew you better than you did. I was never in it for the personal gain. In fact, I knew I had no chance at all. I wanted it for your future self, so that one day you could look back and say, I did that. All you needed was that little bit of wind to push the fog aside so you could see your dreams as clearly as I was seeing them. I wanted to be that for you, but you put up all these walls. No. He put up all these walls, and I didn't know what to do, so I did nothing. Until that day. The day where a glance was more powerful than 1,000 words and knocked down every last wall that was standing. The day that I finally had the opportunity to give your future self a chance. I never thought the day would come, but as I watched your car drive away, I realized that it's here. So many different emotions are racing through my head. But as I take that first step back, all of the chaos seems to come together and create one beautiful emotion. I don't know if I'll ever see you again, but oddly enough, I'm okay with that, because I know that I'll always be the boyish of your dreams.
They are.
And that was Fell by Porch Fling. And we'll be playing Brian's interview momentarily after I announce some of the artists that performed at the Victory Square Block Party. All right, we started this set with Danny Your Darling with Life, followed by Devin Park Comes and Goes, The Woman You Need by Clara Sanchez, and Boyish by Girly. And Girly is spelled small caps with a period. All right. Now, we interviewed Brian on the spot right at Victory Square. Hello, Brian, and welcome to the Wham Bam East Fan Show on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Howdy, howdy.
Please introduce yourself.
My name is Brian. I'm the singer-songwriter for Porch Fling.
Awesome. And how did you start your band?
Well, actually, it started here last year, of all things. I was volunteering at the table, and then this young buck named Callum Rudyk comes up to the table asking out CITR, and me and him had crossed paths like a year earlier. So right then and there, I was like, hey, want to play in a band? And he said yes, and then we started.
Awesome. Okay, yeah. So tell me about the members of your band.
Okay, so we got Callum. He is a second-year student at UBC studying music. He's our bass player, great guy, lives in Victoria, currently in Vancouver. And then we also have Shane Montero on drums. He's been a longtime friend of mine at UBC. We all met at UBC.
Awesome. And then what are you guys studying at UBC?
I just graduated in anthropology.
Nice. Yep, oh, yep. Wow. So do you plan to go to that field as well?
We'll see where life takes me.
Yeah, go with the flow.
At the moment, that's what we're doing.
All right, and tell me a little bit about your sound.
Yeah, it all started because I moved to Reno, Nevada.
Uh-huh.
And I started listening to, like, only folk music and, like, country.
Yeah.
I had this, like, Western kind of twang, so I, like, started songwriting and busking on the street with my acoustic guitar. But when I started music, I started as a jazz musician, so it's, like, jazzy chords with like a folk blues country delivery with elements of punk.
Awesome.
Sprinkled in there.
Oh, perfect. And at UBC, there's the UBC jazz band, and they play at the Nest.
They do.
So were you involved in that as well?
You know, I haven't had the time to really, you know, get involved in those jams, but I've gone a couple times.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Wham Bam.
East Fan.
Yeah, baby.
Flower in my apartment, you are dead. Brought you back home, take you to bed. Didn't have much to say, no, I didn't get along. So I thought I'd break the ice by singing a song. Turns out all you wanted was a jar and some water. Told me that way I get to look at you longer. But everything that's good in life and in style never stays around for a long enough while. Now I gotta go find myself a new lover. This time I won't steal from my neighbor's mother. This time I might try it all by myself. Hold myself, God, right here in the shell.
And that was Shelf Garden by Porch Fling. The next show after mine is called Talking Radical Radio, so stay tuned for that. And I just want to announce my next guest on the Wham Bam East Fan Show is a psychedelic band called Quasi Cosm. Yes, Thursday night, 7 p.m. Be there, be square. And we're going to end with Vought 4044. We'll catch you all next time. I'm DJ Mehdi, signing out. Bye. Thank you.
first time, the future kind of felt like.
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred. Ah!